What happens when the state agency tasked with fostering a high-tech startup industry in Hawaii goes underfunded? Hawaii is about to find out. There are a lot of moving parts to creating a healthy environment for a high-tech startup culture. It takes software coding wizards and venture capitalists, angel investors and incubators, and more. Government can play a role, too, and in Hawaii, a two-person agency called the Hawaii Strategic Development Corporation has been tasked with fostering a high-tech future for the islands. It is also an agency that struggles to get the funding it needs from the legislature, getting just $1 million of the $5 million it requested in the last budget, after getting nothing at all the previous year. As research from the University of Hawaii Economic Research Organization shows, however, the state may be missing out. HSDC has spent just over $5 million since 2011, but its activities have leveraged more than $88 million in outside funding. Mostly, the agency has done this by supporting accelerators and events. Accelerators help small startup tech companies, often founded by young people, perfect their product and professionalize their practices so that they can become more attractive to private investors. Events have created forums connecting Hawaii's homegrown startups with people able to fund their development. HSDC will do what it can with the funds available, knowing it has the support of Governor David Ige, who intends to push for more funding next year. Startups we spoke to say the agency was instrumental in their success, and they hope to see more support for it in the future. From Pacific Business News, I'm Editor-in-Chief A. Cam Napier for Hawaii Public Radio.